Welcome to Down to Herf, the podcast for cigar smokers, whiskey drinkers, and for the people just looking to kick back, light up, and have a good time. I'm your host, Jerry, and I'm joined by, as always, my co-host, Gio and Caleb. Fellas, how are we doing on this fine hump day? Caleb, what's up, brother?
Not doing any humping right now, maybe later, but other than that, feeling frisky, ready to drink, smoke, and just chill with the boys.
I feel that, man. Gio, how are we doing today, my dude?
Doing well. Finally getting over that cold I had last week.
Oh, you mean that annoying cough that you kept doing in the microphone?
I couldn't help it. I literally went and bought a $100 machine on Amazon that like cleans your sinuses with saline.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a lighter.
Did that come in yet?
No. I stopped by Nickel City today. Tommy was not there.
He's jerking your chain, man. He's jerking you around.
All right. Anywho, we got a lot to get to. Another kind of controversial episode, just the way you know we like to bring them to you. Should we just kind of get right into it? Or, you know, first things first, you do your little reading that you do, my friend.
Excuse me.
Oh, already coughing.
not 100% over that cold yet.
Guess so. All right, guys, before we get into what cigar we're smoking for the show, this portion of the show is brought to you by our sponsor, Crown Heads. Be sure to check out our previous episodes with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. John Huber, bringing you guys great cigars like Lavaretta, Coronetta, Mil Diaz, and be on the lookout for that new Blood Medicine limited edition 2024 coming at you very, very soon.
Indeed. We do love Crown Heads. Also, I thought that episode was kind of like all over the place. I can listen to it. It wasn't bad at all. When I was editing it last night, I was like, no, this actually didn't turn out half bad. Yeah. I mean, like everything just was different. The whole show, the flow was different. It wasn't really as bad as I thought.
Yeah. So that episode, guys, not that, I mean, if you watch it, you understand. John had some stuff going on at home, so his interview time got delayed a bunch of times in the middle of the show. The electrician had to like talk to him and he felt bad. Like he actually like personally texted. He's like, guys, I'm sorry. That felt so disjointed. But I was like, nah, we met. It was good. But as always, love John. Very good to us. Friend of the show and sponsor. So make sure you check that episode out if you haven't already.
Yes, sir.
Now, as for the cigar we're smoking, we got the Conceal Carry 18th Amendment by Fratello Cigars. Now, guys, I know this is a crazy thing what we're doing because I don't have 8 to 10 years smoking experience. I'm a bad boy.
Sound like a sinner.
Yeah. Mm. All of us.
Very, very sinful. You should repent.
Now, to break out the details on this cigar, so it is a 5.5x54 Robusto Extra. They come in 12-count cans.
Mm.
You know, they look like something you'd get like weed in. And they are $10 a piece. They're only at 75 retailers nationwide, and 1,000 cans were released total. They run about $10 a stick. excuse me. Of course. Now, Jerry, I know we always got to give a shout out when we get a good hookup. So, you want to just let us know who provided this for everyone here?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to my man Brett Fry at Tobacology. Dude, really appreciate you getting these to us. You know, it's not unappreciated. And, you know, make sure you guys are checking him out on Instagram. Make sure you're checking out his shop and make sure you guys are supporting him. That's a great guy. And, you know, we appreciate everything he does for us and, you know, just being there for us when we needed you. So, my man, we appreciate you. No questions asked. You're the man, bro.
Yeah, definitely a guy who's not afraid to, you know, help out with the industry and every facet, you know, that he can. Thank you again, Brett. Appreciate you. So, now, as far as the blend of this, I guess you could say this blend is concealed.
Oh.
Yeah. Ah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, it's like an undisclosed thing.
Yes.
There's no... What?
It just says where it's from, not like...
Doesn't say what. Is what.
It's really?
Honduras, the Dominican, and what was the other one? Nicaragua?
Nicaragua, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So those three.
So we know nothing about this, what we're smoking, and as far as that goes. I don't really quite understand why this was, you know, the way they went that route when they're, you know, this was a pretty hyped up release by Fratello.
Yeah, they definitely weren't shy about it. I can tell you that. We got the press release before we got to PCA, so we were excited to, you know, try and get our hands on it.
Yeah, I mean, we've already talked about that particular thing. For those guys who want to hear the story behind that whole aspect, go sign up for our Patreon. That's how you get free shit, too.
It's on the After Earth show. Also, you know what I thought, what drove interest, especially from you guys being law enforcement officers, I thought the concealed carry was like why you guys were interested in it. I know we've done Fratello on the show before, but just the name, I thought you guys were like, oh, that's pretty cool, concealed carry. Let's go with it. We carry.
Straight up, that was the reason that my interest was so like perked. I was like, oh, this could be a cool little project. I'm excited for this.
My thoughts exactly, too.
I'm going to read from the press release so you guys can see what we thought was going to be here. So this cigar was announced for the PCA trade show. That's why we thought we were going to be able to, you know, get our hands on the cigar at the show. We were able to actually procure these after the fact, but make it right. Founder of Fratello Cigars, Omar De Frias. I hope I said his name right. The reason for creating concealed carry cigars is to portray a period in our history that some would like to remember and others forget. We are telling a story with a cigar. There's going to be 6 blends total. What they are, I don't know if they're going to keep continuing the undisclosed theme or what, but that's pretty much what we got going so far as that goes there. We're going to talk a lot about this because there's some controversy regarding this cigar, and we'll get into that details in a bit.
All right, man. Caleb, what are we going to pair this with today? Because obviously, you know us, sometimes we pair our shit.
I am an 8-year whiskey drinker.
That is true. I've been drinking whiskey for 18 years, so.
Been a while. Yeah, we are degenerates, like my gambling habits. We also like to drink and smoke. So we have a new one, first time on the show. If I'm saying it wrong, please forgive me. Vodka, Armagnac cask finish bourbon whiskey. This is distilled in 2013. So this has been aged for 9 years, 5 months. It is 100.6 proof. Now, this is the first bottle release from Raj Peter, Raj Peter Batka, from founding member of Whistlepig. So this is coming out of Vermont. This is an MGP product out of Indiana. 12,000 bottles at the retail price of about $150. So this is not coming at you cheap. So expensive bottle. We have a mash bill of 99% corn, 1% malted barley. Obviously, again, from Indiana MGP. Matured in new American oak and then finished in French oak barrels, previously held in Armagnac vintages dating back to 1868 before being bottled at cask strength. So it's an American spirit. It's a bourbon whiskey. What else do we got here? It's a, you know, like I said, matured in American new oak, French oak barrels, and then which held Armagnac in the past. And we've got this nice dark amber color on it as well. Again, we did an Armagnac last week too. I can't tell which one has more of that Armagnac flavor, the copper and cask from last week or this one. What do you guys think?
I think this one, definitely. You could taste it in this one.
Yeah.
This is good.
This bottle was weird. Like, it stood out to me. I was like, what the fuck is this? Then
I feel like that's how we shop now.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Well,
okay, let's try.
This bottle looks like something you'd see out of like the movie The Great Gatsby or something like this. It's got a very like retro 1920s, early 1900s look right there.
Yeah, glass topper.
Like, our boy Raj knows what he's doing.
Good style and presentation, for sure. It definitely, you know, if we were to grade this whiskey, good style presentation, nice sweet finished taste for like 100 proof, you know. We'll get into taste and tasting notes and stuff like that as we go along, but interesting products over here. It definitely is sweet. It doesn't drink like 100 proof. This is like almost an 80 proof sipper right here.
Yeah, I feel no cube, good too. Nothing. I got it for a reasonable price at a liquor store that isn't known for reasonable prices, so...
Yeah, man,
that's a win.
That's a W right there, buddy. That's a dub.
And it was next to another bottle that I almost bought, and I really would have, like, put it this way, the bottle price on that one, I would have, like, all right, guys, I'm covering most of this, but I'm asking each of you for $25 because it was a little pricier. But that one won me over because this one had better reviews.
Well, hey, if we ever get into a really expensive bottle, no one says we can't split it three-way or use the company card. You know, that's what we have it for.
That is true. That is true.
Once in a while, we may need to, you know, reach out for something expensive. You know, good guest, anniversary, something special.
Wasn't this guy the guy who was literally against doing any spending at the company?
Well,
we're going to go bankrupt. Oh, we're going to lose everything.
I mean, charging on credit. No.
This guy thought, he pretended we were going to be like Wolf of Wall Street. Like we were just going to.
Yes, the whiskey cures cancer, Caleb.
Like a $24,000 dinner? What the fuck are you thinking, Caleb?
Well, now we got money to do that. So, if we got it, we can spend it. But if we're charging, let's maybe take it easy. But if we got it, I'm good.
All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Caleb was the one crying about it. Now he's the one talking about spending it.
All right. Well, we got to talk about this cigar. Controversy, man.
You have been doing
all the homework
today. A lot of research on this fucking cigar, huh?
Yeah. Well, it comes with the name. The background, there's a lot involved. We obviously have the 18th Amendment, which was, as you guys know, you guys recall, this is going back, way back. We did an episode about prohibition. So the 18th Amendment obviously prohibited the sale, distribution, and manufacturing of alcohol, passed in December 18 of 1917, fully ratified January 16th, 1919, and then it was repealed by the 21st Amendment December 5th, 1933. So it's the only constitutional amendment in history to be repealed. Obviously, we had the mafia days, the Great Depression. You know, we're in some serious times, and the temperance movement was around. Women were suffering, like women's suffrage, temperance. It all led to the prohibition of alcohol, led to the crime of the mafia. We had a whole episode on this, which is a pretty fun episode. We're coming back to it. And we also did another episode, which ties in the controversy, where we smoked the Volstead from Roma Craft. Now, the Volstead Act, part of the 18th Amendment, but the Volstead Act is the law enforcement side that provided federal enforcement to enforce the law of the 18th Amendment. So that means that federal authorities could go after anyone that was breaking the 18th Amendment. So similar names, perhaps? I don't know.
You tell me.
One would tend to think so. They're based, or I mean, I don't know what the idea behind the Fratello side of things was, but
I'm gonna be completely honest. Like, I think the concept, I don't know what like the actual like cigar is because I don't know anything about it because it was undisclosed. The concept of this project is really all over the fucking place. Like, it's called concealed carry, but it's talking about the 18th Amendment, but it wants to talk about controversial points in history, so. I get it. Okay, the 18th Amendment, that's a pretty controversial point in history.
Yeah, the whole fucking government, they got involved and they decided no more sales of
booze. Right. Like, that part, okay, I can understand why you would want to do that. Like, it's just really, like, that. Why the concealed carry thing was like kind of just, I feel like, a name grab, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, 18th Amendment, it almost has zero to do with concealed carry at all.
Well, like I said earlier, concealed carry, I'm thinking guns. I'm thinking this
100%.
I'm thinking this cigar has to do with like maybe the Second Amendment and gun rights. Like, that's what I was thinking. Like, I was totally,
when this first got released at PCA, I immediately thought
guns.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is going to be some kind of a cool project.
Like, this is going to be a smaller cigar and it's going to be have a pop. Like, it's going to be real nicotine bomb forward. That would make sense for concealed carry to me.
Yeah. Like, But it wasn't at all.
Well, right. And again, obviously our experience talking with the people from Fratello, we've detailed that. But
well, I'm thinking if you go with the name of concealed carry, instead of the name being like 18th Amendment, I'm thinking you go maybe Second Amendment. That's what I'm thinking. Like guns, Second Amendment, the right to bear arms.
It's so controversial. I don't know.
And so the next
obviously you did your homework on it.
And then the next iteration comes out in June. So, like, what is that going to be? Like, fucking the civil rights movement? Like,
it's a time in history that maybe some people want to remember, forget, go back on, got to talk about it. But maybe I think there's going to be five more renditions to this 18th Amendment, so who knows what the other five will be.
So I didn't even know that that was a thing, but obviously Gio mentioned it before we started recording that they were going to do another five renditions of this.
Yep.
I mean, are they going to be different sizes, different vitolas? Is there any details about it at all? I mean, there was barely any details about this.
I didn't really see anything, but the one thing that I did note in one of the articles on Half Wheel, one of the guys who wrote this article, he did... Like, I don't know why, I don't know what the issue is, I don't know what he wrote, but for some reason, like, his first line, like, after the news of the cigar, where they put their little, like, bio in, it says, I've been smoking cigars for over 8 years, and I just thought that was interesting.
I don't know if I believe, obviously, listen, if you guys are listening to this, make sure you check out our Patreon, because we kind of talked about the idea of what, this is Brooks that... posted this?
This is Brooks, yeah.
Brooks posted this, and I'm wondering if he got the same spiel we did from their new VP, that this cigar is for 8 to 10 year smokers, which...
If you, like, first off, I don't know much about the Half Wheel guys as far as, like, their backgrounds, but the Stones, if that's the conversation you have with one of the, like... most respected cigar opinions.
When do they ever talk about like shit like that? Like, I've been smoking cigars for over 8.5 years. Like,
it's odd.
I feel like your experience has nothing to do with how long you've been smoking. Like, you could smoke cigars for 20 years, but if you're doing like one a month, I wouldn't say you're very experienced.
Kirk Cousins has been in the NFL for how long, but he's not the best quarterback in the NFL.
But he does have experience.
Mm-hmm. Now, but, he might have made the... I think he might be the highest paid QB, like, for his career.
He's now on his third team already. Can you believe that?
Which is insane.
Also got paid.
Everybody paid him.
Yeah. He's just like so good at being mediocre and getting paid. He does just enough to get the contract.
See, I wouldn't call him mediocre. He's that like just above Andy Dalton tier, but doesn't get you to the next step. Yeah. But less football, more cigar, back to...
Yeah, because there's a lot going on here. Obviously, I wish we could have had a conversation with Brooks from Half Wheel and just ask him, was that kind of like satire? Is that like a backhanded compliment? Was something said to you?
Or maybe they read your comment on Instagram, perhaps, and they're like, I mean, I don't know if the timing lines up when the comment was in the article, because it's maybe been a couple days or two, but...
We're about a week.
Yeah, we're about a week, but maybe it was caught up in there. It was the last week, it was a week since we were here last talking about it.
Can I ask just a really quick question? You're the one that probably did the most research right now on this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What made this so a $10 cigar so specially made that it could be said that the cigar is made for a 8 to 10 year smoker and no one else?
Well, that's the part I'm confused on, and maybe it's all in the naming with the concealed, the undisclosed. Like, we've done a couple undisclosed episodes where the allure of the cigar is enjoying it and not knowing what it is. Like when we had Sebastian on, he was like, yeah.
Did we miss something?
Well, now, the Half Wheel article, what else did he elaborate more on that? Like,
about his years of experience?
Like, did he, like, why he even said that? Like, I feel like that's a little...
No, I have
no... No, it's like just...
It's just
super specific for no reason to basically what we were told when we asked and inquired about it.
Yeah, I feel like it... I don't know Brooks, never met him, but I don't know why you'd include that. Like,
we met him.
If we wrote something, I would never be like, oh, I've been podcasting experience for 3 years. So, I would never write that. If someone told me I didn't know my shit, now, I would never write that.
Reading the press release regarding their VP of marketing. So they talk about her background and she's got like 20 something years in marketing. But like, I didn't really see how long her cigar repertoire was. So or experience was rather. So I don't know if this is like some kind of like marketing school being applied to it. And then you got like these like hotshot people that come from these marketing like schools and they're trying to apply that to cigars. And it really doesn't quite make a lot of sense. Like, I feel like we might be getting like too markety into the industry, and that's where this is like, oh, we got to be cool and edgy. I don't know if I'm reading something from like the Bud Light playbook that fucked everything up, or
I don't know. But to elaborate this a little more, we do have a very, very, very special guest in the studio. We have a very, very, very legendary member. We have Father Caleb from Down to Earth Podcast Church.
Great to be with you guys. This is Father Caleb. Thank you, Brother Gerald. I have a reading from Herphilations, chapter 3, verse 16. Very spiritual. Get ready with me, guys. All right. There, it has been said by a brother Skip in the industry as well that this product may be a straight knockoff of our 2012 prohibition-based brand, EC18, crossed with our 2023 prohibition-themed extension, the Volstead, which oddly seems more related to the Second Amendment. Controversial. In a space where no one can hear you drink, Moon Temperance, was Dog Rocket already trademarked? I don't know what else to say, but thank you, Brother Skip, for that. It also might be a sin. So prepare for atonement. And the only other thing that Father Caleb has to say about this, I've noticed that Charmeleon, on the box, on the label, is that a form of concealment where you're concealing stolen valor, perhaps, in the cigar industry? I don't know, but those are what Charmeleons do. They hide in disguise to deceive you, perhaps. Let us not be one to judge, but let's get on with the cigar review and continue smoking the shit. Amen. Does that look crazy?
Father Caleb! Father fucking Caleb. We appreciate Father Caleb.
I might just keep this on. I kind of like this. Like, I feel like a homeless guy. Like, perhaps
you look like
just
what is it?
Weed on Venice Beach.
You look like Andrew Dice Clay, but like 40 years younger.
Hey, the Dice Men slayeth.
Oh man, Father Caleb, it was great having you. Thank you for sharing those words of wisdom with us. You did mention it may be a sin for us to smoke this cigar with only 4 years of experience.
Not quite the 8 to 10. You know what? I got to just be honest. I know I said it on the after, but when I heard that when we were at the trade show, I was just like, I've never had anyone here tell me that. And we got handed some good shit, like stuff that like when we review it for you guys on the show, you're going to be like, how did you guys get this? Like, what did you have to do to get... Because we're going to come out with some banger reviews, too. Some cigars that are almost unobtainable, I would say, unless you're willing to dish out cash. And it's like, all we had to do was just ask, and it was like, here you go.
I feel like Father Caleb might be a little older than Caleb, because instead of saying chameleons, he was calling them Charmeleons, which is a Pokemon.
Which is making it even better. Use your Ember
attack. That's a Pokemon.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a tough word to pronounce if you're, you know, like me.
I just let it ride.
It's the humble fella.
I would. Me and Jerry are just looking at each other laughing. Charmeleon.
I got to ask, what was that background music? It sounded like a familiar song from the early 2000s.
Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to play a nice...
Until we meet again.
I wanted to just play like a nice ambient guitar.
So. That might be from the Book of Stapp.
Well, anyways, it was a
I think I heard that in the Super Bowl once.
It was a
It was like a Thanksgiving.
It was a sacrifice. You know, the least I could do for us. Do you want the glasses back or anything? Like, you can have the glasses back. I'll just wear the cutoff suit coat.
Yeah, let me have the glasses back. they're real, like, they're giving me vibes.
Rapey vibes, yes.
No, we definitely don't want that.
Can I throw it?
Yeah, throw them. I don't give a shit. They were $5.
All right. Oh, man.
They were $5.
So.
They're perfect.
Now, obviously, Father Caleb read us a quote from Skip Martin from Romacraft from Skip's week of hard hitting the tequila or whatever, because Skip was unfiltered online that week.
Bro, he had issues with Privada. He had issues with Fratello. No rock was left unturned.
Yo, he called it was Dog Rocket.
Dude. Ironically, we did talk about this on the Patreon. Sir Louis Cigars has a cigar called the Red Rocket. So Skip might have been onto something there. It is definitely, it probably is so close that it probably was trademarked.
Oh, and also to note that the picture, like, so Skip posted a picture, and the background picture to, like, the container that it's in was the exact same picture that he used on the box of the Volstead, the dumping out the alcohol. If you guys recall, just looking at the box of that, if you guys are fans of Roma Craft, you may have seen it, like, on the box. You know, it was something Skip talked about when he came on the podcast before. He talked about it. So, like, pretty much him, I don't want to, like, put words, but I kind of read, like, his post right there, but almost like a ripoff. And I guess you can't say anything about the blend, but maybe design, idea, perhaps. I don't know. I'm, you know, it's controversial. We're going to talk about it.
We tried to get in touch with Omar to talk about this, and I'm not trying to throw shade or anything. Like, we only have one point of view on this. And
it's a horrible point of view. It's the point of view from a person that told us, we aren't giving these out to anybody with less experience than 8 to 10 years. And it's like, what if I were to just buy this at a retailer?
Confusing.
I just didn't understand it. Like, I was like kind of, like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh my God, you insulted me. But like, we were with a retailer as well, and they were like, the fuck?
I mean, add to the fact that, like, now, again, that particular figure stood out with Half Wheel. Like, we're not the only people to come up with this magic number.
Definitely were told something along those lines, because he, in his article, made sure to mention, I have over 8 years experience. That's not a coincidence. That's not a coincidence.
It's so weird.
If it is a quidinky dink, it is astronomical that number was brought up. If it is.
Why don't you, wait, real quick. Click Brooks's name on the Half Wheel article, and a bunch of his articles will pop up, and just see if he mentions that in any other article.
He doesn't. I can tell you right now, he doesn't. It's not happening.
Like, it just, it's such a weird thing.
No, it's the number. It's literally the number. It's a fuck you.
And, again, ballsy. Like, for the one, like, review company that's respected enough where, like, if you get a 90, like, plus for one of your cigars, you're ready to cry because you know it's going to sell out. Like, I think Mike was ready to go do a fucking happy dance when the Connecticut rating came out.
Yeah. It is in his bio for every article, so. But still.
Oh.
But still.
Is it actually?
Yeah, at the bottom. But
that particular article, though, started with it.
No, it's in another. There's some other ones. I'll look back to the very beginning, but most of the recent ones. But still, it's an odd number to throw out there.
Well, no, I'm asking. You said that in that specific article about the Fratello one. That's one of the first things he said?
Yeah. Well, that's also, if you look in Half Wheel, it's also his bio. But it could be updated. He's got I'm looking at 1 through 190 pages, so. But I don't know if the bio tagline updates with every article. So, like, his first article probably didn't say I have eight years smoking.
This dude probably just made us look like retards.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah. Again, Brooks.
Whatever.
If we didn't fucking do our due diligence, well, fuck us then. Sorry.
We'll reach out to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to do that. I feel like, again, because there's the bio at the end of the article that Brooks always does, and all the guys, like, you know, if it's Charlie and all that. But what I was asking you, and you never confirmed, in the specific Fratello article,
it's the same thing as the bio.
Okay, but it's actually in the body of the article, though.
It's at the end, his, like, tagline. Like, no. But usually it's always different.
Sometimes I hate to say this, but Caleb may be completely wrong. Maybe we're the only ones that were told this.
We could have got big dicked here.
All right, well, you know what?
Good job,
Caleb.
Caleb, send me the article, just real quick via text.
It's just on Half Wheel. But anyways, 18th Amendment. So, you know, guys, the first state to ratify this amendment was Mississippi, ironically. You know, red state, down south, conservative, Christian values. They were the first state. Any guesses to what were some of the last states?
Think New York.
43rd, so one of the last, yeah. Think East Coast still. The last state to do it.
Vermont.
Vermont was actually the 44th.
Florida was definitely the last.
No, Florida was not the last. Florida's
South Carolina.
No, South Carolina was...
I give up. I quit.
New Jersey, one of the mafia capitals of, you know, the United States. It was the last four were New Jersey, New York, Vermont, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Big mob influence, big ports along the East Coast. So they were making money. You know, they had lots of distilleries, lots of speakeasies, lots of bars, lots of high population. So ironically, Kentucky was the third. And I thought they would have been towards the bottom because obviously all the bourbon.
I think Caleb just made us look like we're stupid.
Yeah, there's definitely, I'm reading the article. There's no, it's just Brooks's bio at the very bottom of the articles.
Good job, Caleb.
In my defense,
no,
there's over 190 pages. There's over 190 pages. The bio could have changed plenty of times because sometimes the bio does change at the end of every article.
All right, I'm clicking page 190.
I know, that's, I went all the way back to 190, but it doesn't mean it updated.
The very 190th page for Brooks, it's, I've been smoking cigars for over 8 years.
Yeah, but you get, if you add, if you update your bio, it doesn't stay the same for the, from your first article, like, unless you don't change it. So, or...
Good job, Caleb. You made us look dumb. You know, I thought halfway was involved. Now it's just us. We're the only ones.
They could.
Hey, God damn it.
I'm controversial.
I like that it just totally changed in the middle of an episode. Now we're just sitting here like, what the fuck, Caleb?
Hey, I'm still talking about the 18th Amendment here.
All right, listen.
All right, continue.
We have two other states that...
I think Father Caleb needs to offer a fucking apology.
I don't think
you
I
better do. Repent.
I'm not atoning for nothing.
You should. You should.
Nope.
Maybe he has to come back in.
It also is
maybe better, he has to come back in.
It also is better to ask for forgiveness than permission. So yeah. Well, we'll see. Maybe it'll be controversial, and I'll have to issue an apology or something. But whatever.
Hey-o!
All right, I'm looking at an article from 2009.
Yeah, but you might have to check a different website, perhaps, because a lot changes from 2009 to 2024. That's 15 years. So your experience grows with each passing year.
So his
father, do you have anything you want to say?
At the moment, no, I don't. I don't apologize for fucking nothing. I don't apologize for fucking nothing. You heard it here.
Speaking of which, he officially signed his comeback, Conor McGregor. It's not going to get copyrighted.
This moment is for Father to repent his sins.
All right, there's no repenting. A lot has changed from a man's first article in 2009 to 2024. Time goes by each year. Another one gets added to the eight.
So you go from 8 years I did look at his article from 2009, and it's the same bio. So clearly that bio is a embedded file.
So he has more than 8 years experience.
All right, Father.
So 8 plus 15.
Father, I've had enough
years.
Of you. I've had enough of you.
I'm just saying.
I've had enough
I'm
of
just
you.
Saying if you do your math, 8 plus 15 is 23 years. Whatever. He's experienced. He's got the experience.
Bozo.
He's got the experience.
Good job.
He's got the experience.
That shit's like 16 years now. This is the perfect candidate for the cigar. 8 to 10. Actually, he might be too qualified.
Yeah. Well, what if they told him? What if they told
Could
him?
Could you that? Imagine Half Wheel goes to... How long have you...
You are still? Overqualified, Brooks.
Sorry. This isn't for you. What the fuck?
That's this right. is a $10 fucking cigar. Let me tell you about what I think of this cigar so far, okay? This cigar is very mild to me. It has some complex flavors. I will say this. If I were to give this to a person that never smoked a cigar, they would probably like it.
I 100% agree with you there, too. Very yeah. mild. I will say the construction, it's whoever made it, is did a good job rolling it.
They didn't
it
even say the factory, so I don't even know.
This should be a cigar that you try a good retrohale on. There is no pepper on this retrohale, just so you know. Give it a whirl. I'm telling you, there's no...
If I could.
Bro, look at this. There's nothing. You got it.
In my notes, I don't have any pepper on here. No
there's no bite. Yeah, no bite. There's nothing.
Very mild, easy. Like you said, you could give it to a first-time smoker. I agree with that. I think they'd enjoy it, too.
I don't think that they're going to like this perspective. They're not going to enjoy this perspective.
I don't... Like, all right. Assuming there was zero attempt of copying the stuff from Roma, right? Conceptually, these are completely different cigars. We know what the blends are for the Volstead.
Yeah, Roma Craft cigars. So, again, I'm going to throw this out there. We all know this. But the Volstead was considered a mild cigar for Romacraft.
And still, for most people, would punch you in the mouth.
Yeah.
Like, a mild for Roma is like a medium for everybody else. Yeah. I think we'd agree with that.
Yeah, for sure. Man, he really went ham on a lot of people last week, man.
Is there any updates on the... did Fratello respond to Skip at all at anything?
No, all the comments were just like, you know, people who are fans of Skip and then other people who are just like there for the popcorn, the excitement in case anything pops off, just watching in the comments for enjoyment.
So you?
Yeah. I liked a couple things. I gave a little laughing emoji on the Facebook for a couple of little comments that people made. going back to the Volstead. So we know that the it's made with an Ecuadorian Sumatra hybrid wrapper covering a Mexican San Andreas binder and filler that includes Corojo growing from Canela, Dominican Republic, and tobacco from Cadega, Jalapa, and Pueblo Nueva regions of Nicaragua. So that's what we know for the Volstead. We don't really, like, again, this, we know where it's from, but we don't know what's what.
I gotta say, this is gonna be so controversial. I don't want to like this cigar, but I do like it.
I'm gonna say it's not bad. This is easy. Yeah. I didn't know what I was expecting, but it's not bad.
I don't want to like it for personal reasons. It has nothing to do with the cigar.
Well, we got to remember, we're reviewing the product, not the person.
I know, yeah, I know. Yeah,
like, that's true. And that has nothing, like, that actually says a lot that you're able to, you know, say that you like what you're smoking so far. Now, I wonder if there's...
But it's not even
it's not even that. It's one person with the company.
It's not even Omar.
Right. For all of our interactions I've had with Omar, you know, pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
So this isn't a shot at...
he's friends with Mikey, too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he is.
So this isn't really a shot at them. It's that we're talking about the situation as a whole from the industry, and I think we need to clarify that. Like, I don't know what that was on. That's why we wanted to have him on the show to talk about it. And, like...
Bro, we did a bang-up job reaching out, huh?
Yeah, the day of.
4 hours before. Yeah. Hey, man, you want to come on tonight and talk about it? We'll talk shit.
Left on red.
Well, no.
Was it red?
No, it wasn't red. I just said it that way because it sounds dramatic.
Well, no beef. We've done Fratello on the show before. Not bad cigars at all. Generally like the idea that they put out. But it just would have been nice to know, like, the reasoning behind it, like an explanation.
Yeah. I mean,
that's all.
You get nothing.
I probably will get nothing after this now.
And apparently the dude's like a genius. Like, I think he worked for like NASA or something. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he was like an astronaut or some shit. Like, he definitely worked for NASA.
He put a cigar on the moon. Like, literally.
Yeah.
But
they did a whole project about it.
I hope an alien finds it. That'd be pretty cool.
I think you might have got one.
Yeah, I did.
He got one of the aliens got the concealed carry.
That was one of the funniest parts about that interaction. I got given a cigar that...
the only cigar or cigar brand that's ever been on the moon.
Yeah, and it was like, she's like, yeah, don't tell anyone I gave you that. They might get mad about that. I'm like, what the?
It sounds like you just ratted her out.
I was going to say, where's the other two? My buddy?
I mean, we definitely inquired very similar situation to asking for the concealed carry.
I mean, we got the consolation prize. We got the other one.
Yeah. What the fuck are we supposed to do with this? Cut it in thirds?
Listen, we are who we are. We're not...
It's all good fun.
Anyone from Fratello, you guys see this. We still would love to have you on to talk about the actual details of things. We're not shitting on you guys. We're talking about the situation from an outside perspective. We only know one side.
We're not outside, though. We're inside.
No,
But I get it. I get what you're saying, but like, you are spot on. This is no shots.
The cigar is actually... like, it's really good. Like, I think this is going to be a pretty favorable review, is my guess.
Omar, Jennifer, we would love to have you guys anytime. If you guys want to bust our balls back, I'm totally fine with that. But I need some reasoning for the 8 to 10 year shit. I need something.
And then,
please, you have to tell me something.
And then the only other reason I've
been given $100 cigars before.
Just please, and explain it to me in a non, like, marketing way. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was just the situation or the sales floor thing. But I felt a little, like, talked to, like I was uneducated. And I'm not a dummy. None of us are dumb people here. And
all college educated.
Yeah, like
not NASA smart.
Solid.
Sorry, not NASA smart, but
solid 2.85 GPA right here.
Like this
yeah,
guy,
solid.
This guy, you know, ran through the park for baseball looking for condoms. You know,
that was on. That was
not,
that was
not during, all educations are equal.
That was during my baseball time. That was outside of academics. That was sports.
Student athlete. Caleb. Well, so student athlete.
So the only thing I would want to know, besides like the reasoning that you guys said, I would just want to know if you're in the business. I'll get you a refill, Jerry.
Thank you.
If you're in the business, you obviously know what else is going on in the market. You're at the trade show. You talk to these guys. Most of these guys are friends. They're all talk to each other. They know stuff. My thing would just be like, didn't you see like the Volstead out already previously? And I mean, unless you're cooking up this idea long beforehand, but like, then it's like, if you saw that come out, you were cooking up this idea, maybe like go through a change or something like that. That's the only thing I would want an answer to.
Literally is the cigar industry in a nutshell. Cease and desists.
Yeah, they fly.
They come out all the time.
I mean,
here's
the thing.
Big companies, little companies, companies that are just like, eh, fuck you, we're too big, and I don't fucking care that you're coming after us. We're bigger than you, and you are garbage.
So, now I'm going to be devil's advocate. They're not the same name. They're not. So, concept-wise, yes, I can get where they sound. They seem similar, and it seems like we're going to make Fosachi, not Versace.
Well, I guess you could tie this into the whole Pravada and then the Bunny Boy, You're the Rabbit, Bunny Droppings. Like, we talked about that in an old episode, but I, you know, a cease and desist letter was out there and stuff like that. It was controversial at the time.
I feel like I was on the side of somebody I shouldn't have been on the side of in that perspective. Things have changed significantly.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about anything anymore. This industry is like one drama-packed fucking show that never ends.
See, here's the thing, though. Like, I've learned is the minute you're in one of these people's faces, though, and you talk to them, like, usually you actually understand after a five-minute conversation. But
or they take a liking to you.
Right.
Or they tell you, yeah, you're not experienced enough for this product.
That was a first. I will say that. Like, that was the first time I got, like, that was the bouncer that kept us out of VIP. That we had to go, oh, I know a guy.
We got bounced out by Cigar Bay.
We got bounced out, but then we got let in like 2 days later, like the next weekend.
Yeah. Cigar Bay. So like a friend was like, hey,
come back next time.
No. You're with me.
They're on the guest list.
Yeah, you're with me. They're on my guest list.
All right. Well,
we got bottle service.
I want to touch back to the 18th Amendment. So two states that rejected the amendment outright was Connecticut and Rhode Island. Just outright, they were like, nah, nothing to do with it. Don't know what happened there. Did they keep their bars open or whatnot? I'm not too sure.
Can you imagine those states doing anything good these days?
Nah,
they're so blue.
Yeah, Connecticut, Rhode Island. I don't know. What are you going to do? I mean, I guess you got the Providence mob. Back in the day, Connecticut, connection to New York, not too far along the coast. So when it was repealed, there were two states that held out for a long time. Like Utah was one of them, held out longer than anyone else. Obviously, Utah is like a Mormon state.
The Mormons. Religious.
Soon to have a hockey team.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Robbery.
And they might get a baseball team too. I'm excited for that as well. But what did I say here? There's the Blaine Act, which ended the 18th Amendment. Utah was the 36th state to ratify it. But obviously, you know, you can drink liquor almost anywhere. But after this passed and it was repealed, that led to the creations of dry counties like you have in like Tennessee, Lynchburg, where like Jack Daniels is still. So there still are dry counties, but no state is dry. Enlightening. Hope that enlightened y'all.
The only enlightenment I've gotten tonight was from Father Caleb.
Yeah, and, you know,
the Church of Downherf. Herfalations.
316. Misleading the church usual. This isn't a real church. This is like one of those, like, fucking Westboro Baptist churches minus the prejudice, racism,
sexism. Do you remember, remember we went to that one call? Obviously, this isn't Patrol Gone Wild. Do you remember we went to a call where they were starting their own, like, church across the street, and they were like, God, they were having ceremonies in the driveway.
They weren't the people with the snakes in like West Virginia or something like that. That's crazy. That's just crazy.
No, this is This was
like somebody was complaining. They were like, dude, I'm trying to like sleep and these guys are playing like church music and having ceremonies and there's somebody preaching in the driveway
on a loudspeaker.
Like, dude, and the thing is, man, like, you know, religion is like one of those things, man. It's like
the First Amendment.
Yeah, I get it. But like, I am all for doing what you want to do. I don't care. But when you start disturbing the entire neighborhood and you're not like a real church, I don't know, man. I was just like, you guys got to chill with like the bullhorn and shit.
Well, once we learned that was a city ordinance, that shut everything down.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, wait, hold on. Guys, listen. If you're going to use an amplification device, you need a permit.
And there you go.
Use the noodle.
I got one little thing about the 18th Amendment. Ties a little to Buffalo and bootlegging and cities along the Great Lakes. So obviously you had the 18th Amendment banned, you know, prohibition of alcohol. You had Canadians. Distilleries still going, like Crown Royal, a whole bunch of places over there, Seagram's. They would, you know, essentially rum run or, you know, whiskey run all their stuff across the Great Lakes, and they would do it a lot through Buffalo, too. St. Catharines, Buffalo, going through, like, Rochester on Lake Ontario, obviously Chicago, Detroit, big Great Lakes cities. But sometimes when the lakes would freeze, these guys would come over on, like, horse-drawn carriages or cars that was, like, could handle the ice, and they'd bring all the bootleg booze across, especially whiskey, especially here along the Great Lakes. People love their whiskey, so I thought it was pretty cool. Stories of that coming from St. Catharines to Buffalo like that.
Well, fun fact, Hamilton right now is apparently like the strongest like mob city in the world. They're like the...
I got family from Hamilton.
They're like the... They like have like power like New York, but like in the 80s.
Well, back in the day in Canada, it was Montreal that had, like, the big mafia. There's a lot of New York families connected up there, but Hamilton, good to, you know, close to home. The most notorious massacre that came out of the 18th Amendment, what do you guys think? Out of Chicago?
The St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
Gio's got it. It would take a true mafioso such as Gio who would know that knowledge.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
you said Chicago. I was like, it wasn't the fire.
Happened on Valentine's Day in 1929. So, you know, all relates to the 18th Amendment, guys.
Good job, Gio.
We talked a little bit about this.
Lucky guess.
The cigars, the controversy. I want to play a fun little game with you guys. I want to do a couple what ifs, would you rathers, and, you know, Down to Herf. It's a show where we come up with silly games that the points don't matter. There's no prizes. And I just want to see if your answers will make me, whose answers will make me laugh more. So I have a couple questions for you.
Oh, here we go. I'm excited.
All right. This is just the NFL draft is coming up next week. It's coming up. I just want to know, this is not a would you rather, but who do you guys want the Bills to take? And it doesn't matter if you had your dream pick, the first overall pick, or just where the Bills happen to fall, who do you want the Bills to take?
I would like to see them draft, if I could have my way, Marvin Harrison Jr.
I mean, that's a pretty standard. That's like if all rules were out
the window. Or Rome Odunze. Yeah. I like one or the other.
MHJ over Odunze all day. Realistic pick that I think will be there.
McConkey,
yeah.
Yeah, I like him. Out of Georgia,
I feel
right?
Like it'd be cool.
And if we trade up, like, into the reasonable picks, Brian Thomas Jr.
Okay.
So if you guys had your dream pick, Caleb Williams is off the board due to his fingernail painting and possibly wearing a dress on draft.
No, Caleb Williams is off the pick because we have Josh motherfucking Allen.
Well, I know, but I just wanted to ask that because of the controversy with his pink nails, lip gloss.
And crying in his mom's arms.
And possibly wearing a dress to the draft. Did you guys hear that?
No, who cares? Well, it doesn't matter. I don't care. We don't need that. We don't need him.
So. Well, sorry, Chicago Bears fans. Good luck with your quarterback. I don't know. I don't think he'll pan out. All right.
I personally think he's going to bust.
Yeah.
USC quarterbacks
always bust. They always bust.
Except Carson Palmer. He is the exception, not the rule.
All right. Had to do a little draft talk because that's coming up. But here we got some would you rathers. Would you rather have a magic van that can teleport you anywhere you want and time travel anywhere you want, or a magic ring that when it touches a book, you absorb all its knowledge instantly?
I would rather have the ring.
Why? Because I want something that's going to make me laugh or think that you're the best. Or what to answer?
Can
like
you
best.
Imagine the manipulation and shit that you could do if you knew basically everything just from touching a book?
Just got to touch it.
Just the tip?
You could never be wrong. You know how to make money. You know how to do things. Like you could make money, so much money. Like, hey, I touch this book. I know how to fix this car that's broken. Like, I know what's wrong. I learned it. I touched the book.
Now, is the magic van unlimited time travel? Like,
yep. Anywhere you want. Anywhere you want. Any time period.
I mean,
do you get to restart your life from that moment?
Yeah, you can just live in the moment. Or you can go back to real life.
So this is like 11/22/63, the show. With James Franco, he goes back in time and tries to stop Lee Harvey Oswald from killing JFK.
Yeah.
So he could just like stay there.
Nope. You could stay there.
You could just stay there and relive.
Yeah.
And then you can come back to present time and see what happened and if it changed.
And see what you fucked up.
Or if nothing changed at all and you were just there to witness the moment. Gio, what say you?
But you would be so different from everybody. They would think something was wrong with you.
Yeah, because you'd have like modern day clothing. I'm not.
No. You would obviously dress to fit in, but like, you get what I'm saying.
Well,
you wouldn't fit in.
Let's hear.
Can you imagine walking in and saying anything that was like a little strange?
Like, can I riz you up, Miss Kennedy?
Miss Kennedy, can I riz you up? She's gonna be like, "What the fuck did you just say?"
Well, she'll probably be down. She was a whore. All right, Gio, what say you? Knowledge or time travel?
So, I mean,
we're still rather young.
If we're doing the time travel route, see, like, you know, you just go there and you just gamble on everything. You go the Back to the Future route.
Biff from Back to the Future route.
You know?
You just got the book.
Right.
You're never wrong.
You go back in time with the sports
album. Again, he did that 11/22/63, and they thought that he was cheating somehow, and they beat the fucking shit out of him multiple times and never paid him. Dude almost got murdered over it.
You just go to the casino. You gotta, you know, do it the real way.
So what's final answer?
I'm taking the ring.
Gio?
I like to not be wrong, so I also am going to take the ring.
All right. I guess it's a tie.
Notoriously never wrong.
I guess it's a tie. I like to argue.
All right. I'm going to throw a curveball at you guys. Would you rather cut off both your arms or your penis?
Oof.
And you have to cut it off. No one else can do it for you. You have to do it yourself. It'd be hard to cut off your other arm.
Modern-day prosthetics are getting pretty good.
Yeah, I'm with Gio on that.
I could still say that.
Yeah, as long as you could fuck.
All right, well, I guess I didn't consider prosthetics in there. But all right. I like Gio's answer. You came up with it first.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, would you rather go blind or deaf?
Is it deaf?
Deaf. Where you can't hear.
You said deaf.
You just said deaf. See, I would rather go blind than deaf.
Let me correct my spelling. I spelled it wrong. All right. So you'd rather go deaf. Gio?
Deaf, dude. What is it? Deaf or blind?
Mm-hmm.
Dog, can you imagine just not being able to see? You could be deaf. And you could still fuck. You can still see titties and fat asses.
Well, you could still.
But you cannot. If you're fucking blind,
you can still fuck.
No, you might be fucking ones and twos, and you think they're fucking tens.
It's all the same with the lights off, they say.
I guess.
Gio, you got a chance for a funny answer here.
I'm going to also go with deaf, because now I'm at a point where like I won't develop like the fucked up speech impediment.
All right, I like Jerry's answer better.
What does it sound like?
I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not making fun of deaf people.
No, you didn't. I'm trying to get you to tell me. Do an impression of it.
No.
You could have sign language. That would have gave you bonus points. You could have. All right.
Here's a sign language.
All right. Here's another one. Would you guys rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? A horse-sized duck would be a pretty big duck.
Holy shit.
Or 100.
I feel like they could swallow you. I'm always going to take the lesser number. I watched this like clip. It was a million chickens versus 10,000
I like the video
T-Rexes
game.
T-Rexes. And
the chickens won?
The chickens won.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you're going to take the lesser number?
Yeah, I'm going to take the lesser number. One fucking duck.
One big duck.
Yeah, but oh my god, bro. You ever get bit by like a goose? You're like, what the fuck? They like nip you. It's fucked up. Like, this thing would have a giant, like, T-Rex-like mouth. The thing could probably take an arm. I don't know. Gio, I don't know. Still about, taking the duck.
Gio, what say you?
I'm going to go with the 100 because I think that by the time I got through like the first 50, I'd get like really good at like grabbing the neck and just.
They're all coming at once, though. You're going to get overwhelmed.
But see, here's the thing. Like, it's just an annoying nip. Like, it's not going to be
a horse.
No, a duck.
Yes. You just
said, oh no! Did I mishear the question?
Yes,
they're horses.
How many horse ducks?
100 horse size.
It's duck horses. Duck. Like so, how many?
100.
100. They're gonna be kicking you. This shit's gonna hurt, dude.
I mean, it's gonna be more annoying.
Gio, I bet you would run from one duck if it started flying from you. Yeah, you. Like if I bet you would run.
So
from
I actually like punted a goose once.
I'm just saying, not 100. If they all came at
one?
You.
Dude, so my doctor's office is out in Williamsville, and there's a bunch, like, this thing fucking, like, ran at me, and I fucking, poof. I heard, it made the funniest fucking noise, but, like, I don't advocate violence against animals, but what was I gonna do?
All right, animal abuse.
I debated me or the fucking goose.
Animal abuse, I like
Gio. And I came out on top.
Animal abuse, I like Gio's answer better.
All right,
here we go. All right, this is a good one. Would you rather eat a man-sized bean, so like a bean the size of me, or would you rather eat a bean-sized man, but you know the man, but not that well? But you're still eating a man.
What the fuck kind of question? You know the man, but he's the size of a bean?
But you don't like him that, you don't know him that well. Like, he's like an acquaintance.
I don't want to murder someone, so I guess I'm going to have to eat the man-sized bean.
I'm going
to
eat the bean, dude. Me and you can split it. All right? How's that sound, Gio? I'm not an advocate. Like, I'm not killing anybody. It doesn't matter how big they are. I can't murder a man.
What if it's an enemy of yours?
Have you ever? They made a whole series about this, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Like, can you imagine? The whole neighborhood was looking for these kids in the backyard and blades of grass. There's no way.
Just think of all that protein if you eat a man-sized bean. This is one bean. All right, that goes to a tie again. You guys had like the same answer there.
It was a funny question, though. I give you that.
All right. Do you want to go the funny route, or do you want to go a couple other things?
Just keep going.
Just keep going.
Whatever you want to go with.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather walk around all day, one full day, 24 hours, with a turd in your pocket, or with your socks soaked of piss?
Oh, God. I think I got to go pocket turd.
I got to go with the pocket shit, too, man. And here's why. Have you ever just had, like, wet socks in your shoes? Dude,
you're going to get a blister, and then this is going to be a piss blister, and it's going to fucking...
It's going to get infected, and you're going to die.
Yeah.
But the turd, it's just going to smell like, you know, your kid when it shits its pants, and...
And, like, if it's in your pocket, it's not on your skin.
True.
So, like, I'm gonna go with the pocket turd. Like, are we talking, like, a hardened one or, like, a fresh one?
Just whatever fits in your pocket. Could be soupy. Could be just a solid turd, I guess. Whatever fits in your pocket.
Like normal consistency?
I'm still going to pick
the turd over... wet feet suck.
And you might get gangrene. So, all right, good answer. I'll give you guys a tie. All right, how about this? Would you rather know how you're going to die or when you're going to die? This is a little serious. How or when?
How or when?
Yep.
Ugh. God, this sucks. This is such a shitty question.
See, I think I would go with when, because if you know when, you just kind of come to a point, you accept it, that this is how, like, you probably live a lot differently. I'm going to go when, because how, like, then you're going to, if it's like something like car accident, every single time you drive, you're going to be like, is this it?
What if you never drive again after
that? Yeah, what if you just stay in your house all day?
But you know you're going to die in a car accident, though.
Oh, yeah. A car could just come flying through your living room and kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, the Kia boys will just crash through your living room and kill you.
All right. What about you, Jerry? What do you say?
I'm going to say I would rather know when, because I would live my life a lot different.
And what did you say, Gio?
I said when.
When? I got to give you guys a tie for that. So far, Gio has the lead. I am going to go with... Would you guys rather climb to the highest mountain or travel to the deepest part of the sea?
Well, I saw what happened to that shitty submarine that when they go to the deepest part of the ocean.
I'm with you.
Going the highest mountain.
Highest mountain, you can see everything. And here's the thing. We all know that Mount Everest is a dangerous climb. But if I know when I'm going to die and it's not that day, I'm going to plan it for when I go to Mount Everest. That's going to be my trip. I'm like, yeah, man, I know I'm not dying today, so this is the best time to do it.
All right, let me see what else do I got here. Here we go. Let me see.
Finally, something wrong. All right. Finally, something wrong. I got a little crack.
You got a crack?
A little bit. My wrapper's unraveling a little bit.
So far,
I'm going to try and fix it. I'm saying finally because I wanted something to say.
Are you halfway through? Where you at? Halfway? Oh, we're almost about the same.
Yeah, we're about the same.
All right, here we go. Would you rather chug 1 gallon of ketchup or tongue kiss an octopus for 5 minutes?
Huh?
Chug a gallon of ketchup or tongue kiss an octopus or make out with an octopus?
I'd be afraid.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to make out with the octopus. I just feel like
I hate ketchup, but like, what part of the octopus? Because like, if it's like the sucker, I feel like it would suck your tongue off.
Well, like whatever hole it has for a mouth and or anus, and I believe an octopus has the same hole for both.
I'm eating the ink, baby.
That's a squid. Octopuses don't fucking shoot ink.
Oh. Haven't you ever watched The Boys?
No.
All right, what are you going with, ketchup or octopus?
I already said it. I was the first one to say it. I said I'd rather make out with the octopus than a gallon of ketchup. A gallon?
A gallon.
Have you ever had a gallon of anything?
No, I don't want to.
No, it's horrible.
A gallon of water is difficult to drink.
In a day. Like through the day. Have you ever drank a gallon of water?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I drink a lot of water.
Well, drink a gallon a day. It's good for you. All you do is piss your pants all day.
That's true. All right. Here's one for you. Would you guys rather live with Brian D. from Pravada for a whole week or be stuck in a room with Amy Schumer for 4 hours?
Hold on. Repeat the question.
Would you rather live with Brian D. from Pravada or be stuck in a room with Amy Schumer for 4 hours?
I mean,
I'm going to give Jerry's you the most realistic. I'm going to give you the most realistic answer. I'm taking Amy Schumer. I hope my wife is not disappointed in me in saying this, but if I'm, you said a week, right?
A week with Brian or 4 hours locked in a room with Amy Schumer.
My wife's going to hate me for this, but I feel like Amy Schumer is just a disgusting pig. She would probably just like, she'd gas me up to a good level. I feel like me and Amy we'd come out as friends.
Amy would get, you know, be into Jerry, be trying to do something by the end of the 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger girls love.
I'm not Jerry. I'm not saying I'm an advocate for anything like that. Am I single in this scenario?
Why not? Make the answer more fun. Make me giggle a little bit, chuckle.
Single Jerry's banging Amy Schumer just for the story.
It's a story, it's man. A story, yeah. It's a story. I'm sorry. I'm not proud of it. She's not great. No, but
stories are fun.
But stories are fun.
Gio?
She is also very famous. Very famous. Famously unfunny.
And for 4 hours she's telling jokes the whole time.
Oh, hold on. You can't just you can't fucking just add that.
All right, I'll say she starts off telling jokes and then it's like you're just trapped in this room with her for 4 hours.
Dude, oh imagine? My god. Either way you're getting absolutely gassed up.
Yo, Jerry, you're giving back shots to Amy Schumer. She's just giving shitty punchline jokes.
Oh, her sex jokes are so repulsive and disgusting too.
And then you gotta deal with her body. Like, not to body shame anyone, but it's Amy Schumer. Not the worst.
Yeah.
Not like a one.
Yeah, right.
Gio?
Oh.
Gio.
We got a last second entry for the contest.
Really?
Yeah, we just got an email. I got the email.
Perfect.
Good for that guy.
Gio, Amy Schumer, or Brian?
Now, the week with Brian is just normal life, but like I just stayed at like his place for a week.
His normal life for a week.
Oh, we actually got two.
Whoa.
Wowzers.
Yeah, we actually got two, Gio.
Yay, last minute Larry.
It's almost, I feel like this is almost like gambling.
Yeah.
As soon as it gets announced next week, they're just going to.
They're unsubscribing.
Who cares? Whatever.
That or they're going to forget about it.
There you go, man.
I feel like Gio's avoiding the question.
I mean, if it's a normal week in like Brian's life, I feel like that would be.
You're hanging out with somebody who's legitimately famous, who's been in movies with people such as John Cena,
yeah.
Or I'm sorry to say it, man. Like,
I mean,
a very controversial figure.
But I can hang out in Florida for a week, and right. I have to just, you know, listen to him at the factory and talk about Pravada. I mean,
cool.
I do that on Instagram, so I mean, At least, yeah, I guess I'd probably go that route just because then I don't have to listen to Amy Schumer's unfunniness. And I feel like she smells bad.
She might. She might.
You guys.
Still a girl, not a guy, though.
You guys both made me chuckle, but I got to go with Jerry for that one.
My man.
All right. Would you rather brush your teeth with mayonnaise for the rest of your life? For the rest of your life? Or wash your body and your hair with spicy mustard for the rest of your life? Every day you shower, spicy mustard or brush your teeth with mayonnaise?
Ooh, bro, they're both nasty, but I'm going to go with the mayonnaise. No, I'm going to go with the spicy mustard.
I'm going to go with the mustard
because the
then I can just wash it out and use a normal fucking shampoo.
I don't think.
No,
think
no,
you're
no,
using
no.
Technicalities here.
No, dude. No. You wash your body and your hair with the spicy
no,
mustard.
No, no, no. You only said the hair. You don't get the fucking.
You don't get to add shit.
No, I said shampoo
no.
and body.
No, you just said hair. You clearly said hair.
Well, but you have to you scrub it off, but you can't use another shampoo after.
All right. Well, I got body wash.
And I have cologne.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the mustard.
And like hair gel smells good for the most part. And if it makes me go bald, then I don't have to worry about
it. I think mayo might slightly make you gay.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's some like whitening formula in mayo, so your teeth get extra white, though.
Are you willing to put it to the test?
Teeth fall.
No, I'm not. I hate mayonnaise. Ugh.
I would rather have teeth and not be and go bald than have the best head of hair and no teeth.
All right, well.
You need teeth, man.
All right, let me tally up the points here. Let me see who we got. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Ty, Gio, Jerry, Gio.
Gio, I think you should put out one more. 15 minutes left.
You know what? It's a tie. It's a game. All right, it's
like
a game
it.
Where the points don't matter, and you guys are all winners in my book because we're all friends. So, tie.
Daddy, chill.
Oh, I thought you were going to hit me with the horns. All right. But now, guys, we have to move on to another segment. It is time for Patrol Gone Wild, brought to you by Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust, makers of fine cigars such as Mi Querida, Sin Compromiso, Sober Mesa, and many others. Without further ado.
Patrol Gone Wild. We're doing it big.
All right, up first, we have a Missouri 8-year-old caught driving a car while his mom slept in the back seat. This is out of, you know, Missouri. We're going St. Louis for this one. So we have an 8-year-old was caught by St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department driving the wrong way. The daytime was not specified, but the mother in this incident told...
Incident.
Okay, yeah. The mother told her son she could no longer drive. So she instructed him to take over. Mother identified as 28-year-old Latonda Miles Gale was found unconscious in the back seat of the vehicle with a 3-year-old who was not secured in a car seat. They took her to the St. Louis Circuit Attorney office and they charged her with 2 counts of endangering the welfare of a child. So
it never needed to get to that point. The mom should have just been like, I never told him to do that. I took a nap in the back seat. I told him, chill out. The air conditioner was on. We were all chilling. He did it by himself and nothing would have happened.
Yeah, going the wrong way down a street in St. Louis. This 8-year-old was clearly playing too much GTA, man.
This is real
getting
life.
The real life experience.
No, this is life these days. Like, fucking kids do whatever the fuck they please, and then you have parents that enable.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is Patrol Gone Wild. I got to tell you something crazy. I just had a story, right? Mm-hmm. I chase a kid down the street, right? I go to this fight call. I chase a kid down the street. The kid slips and falls. I pick him up. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? I go. I fucking throw him up. He's like, oh, man. I'm like, you got anything on you I need to know about? He's like, yeah, man, I got a fake BB gun on me. I fucking pull it out of his fucking jacket. And the shit, dude, the thing says fucking Smith & Wesson. No fucking orange tip. Nothing. I said, dude, you're going to get killed doing stupid shit like this. I took this kid home to his parents. I decided, all right, listen, he's a minor. He's stupid. He's just doing dumb shit. He thinks he's a gangbanger. He ain't shit. Took him home. Explained the situation to the dad. The dad goes to me. He's like, I get that my kid did something stupid, but I have a question for you. What are you guys doing out here to prevent it? I said, you're fucking kidding me, right? All right. Whatever. That's the shit that I deal with. Crazy. It's absolutely fucking crazy.
I'm glad I wasn't working because that would have been.
That is one of the Gio moments where like you get super loud and you're like, are you fucking kidding? And I, look at Gio's. You just did it. You mouth it. and you start fucking screaming at him, and you're like, are you fucking kidding me? This stupid fucking kid. Like, I know you, Gio. You wouldn't. You would have lost your fucking mind.
There's certain things where, like, I'll go from having, hey, you know, this is kind of crazy, like, normal conversation, and then, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like.
And deservedly so. Like, that's what I dealt with the other day. So you're absolutely right. Kids, these days, they can get away with basically anything, especially if you live in New York. Secondly to that, their parents back them to the fucking T. They back them to the T.
Well, this kid got his driving practice in. If his mom ever needs a DD in the future, she knows who to call. All right, up next, I have a little video clip for you too, but we have a California thief disguised himself as a garbage bag to be a porch pirate and steal a package off someone's front lawn. So that's the little thumbnail, but we got a clip too, so here's the clip.
Porch pirate used a trash bag of all things.
Yo, that's solid snake.
Doorbell camera footage shows the person crouched underneath a garbage bag. The thief approaches the front door of a home in Sacramento, California, and swipes the package under the disguise and shuffles away.
No one's going to notice.
No, no, it's not that no one notices. It's that no this kid got away with it. And 100% got away with it.
He played so much Metal Gear Solid.
It's actually...
This is Snake.
This is actually pretty ingenious.
Were you going to say Otacon?
Otacon.
Pretty ingenious, though. I got to say, very clever.
Achieved their Amazon package.
The only question I have about
That's great. Snake, bring it over here.
The only question I have about this, if you're a porch pirate and you're doing stuff like this, how do you know what you're getting in the package is anything good? It could be like the shittiest
thing. They don't. It could literally just be garbage. It could be like me. I get like fucking deodorant or like toothpaste. Imagine robbing and risking just like getting caught by the police for a fucking thing of toothpaste.
It could be
Again, it literally would mean nothing.
It could be like an average size black dildo too. You have no idea what you're getting.
My favorite is the videos of the porch pirates when they steal and it's like a trap package. You ever see it?
Yeah, those are funny. When they explode, are funny.
So the people will purposely set it up when there's porch pirates and make the packages like glitter bombs or stink bombs?
Anything. I've seen stuff where it's like fake poop, where it's like pudding explodes on people, the glitter bombs. I've seen everything.
And so they literally make these into like remote controlled explosives and then like they wait for the porch pirate to drive away. So just think about it. You just stole something. You're in your car and suddenly the package explodes and it's glitter everywhere. And you can't complain. You're just like, ah, fuck.
To beat pepper spray.
Ingenious, though. Credit where credit's due. The homeowner of that house didn't press charges. He said California police has enough to deal with. He had a good laugh about it. He said, it's funny. All right.
Good sense of humor.
Gio, up for you now.
All right. So... Brilliant scientist pleads guilty to
Who
running...
Who made this headline, by the way?
I did.
That's actually good. I like this headline. Are you going to read it?
Well, I mean, thanks to our lovely new, what do we call it? Graphic designer, Caleb. The headline for this Patrol Gone Wild is called, That's Methed Up.
Is this Mike Tyson reading it?
No, it's just Walt Jr. over Heisenberg. And Gio will tell you how this relates to making meth.
So, brilliant scientist pleads guilty to running Breaking Bad style meth lab after inadvertently calling the cops on himself. A Long Island scientist, copped to running a Breaking Bad style meth lab that initially landed on police's radar when he called about a break-in at the facility last year. Matthew Leshinsky, 23, he accidentally called the cops on himself when he dialed 911 around 3:30 a.m. on June 7th to report a burglary in progress at his Ronkonkoma establishment.
Ronkonkoma.
Oh, okay.
Well, somewhere out.
I actually know this because my wife is from Long Island, so Ronkonkoma.
Quantitative Laboratories LLC, the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office said.
So my wife's going to be really happy that I pronounce this right, but she's going to be very upset about the Amy Schumer shit.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, my husband knows how to say things from Long Island. But he talked about how he might do weird things with Amy Schumer for 4 hours.
Single Jerry.
So
single. Oh yeah, yeah. We did. Jerry. We specified.
So
yeah,
Suffolk yeah. County Police showed up to the scene, and then they start like looking through. Oh, BIP. You got to clear the scene. Then suddenly they realized, shit, this is a fucking meth lab.
And then they probably immediately left.
Oh yeah, they had to call the state police. Like, yeah.
I know.
So when people who don't know this, like, no regular municipality, at least in New York State, has the equipment to deal with a meth lab because they're very volatile. And, like, opening a door too fast can cause an explosion just because the rapid change in chemicals. Like, if am I correct in something like that? Just random things can offset it. And they probably realized that and had the state police there or their narcotics unit or whatever handles it to immediately take care of this. So that was the My Patrol Gone Wild, and I just thought that was hilarious. Guy was doing his thing. Love and it. Didn't think.
Love it.
Again, I had to go with the Walt Jr. over the Heisenberg just because I feel like this is a mistake Walt Jr. would make in the series Breaking Bad. He might take over his father's empire and then call the cops on himself and get caught.
Because he's an idiot.
There you go. There you go. You got it. All right. Tune in next week for another Patrol Gone Wild segment brought to you by Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust. And now it is time for News with Caleb.
It is indeed time for the News with Caleb. Where is the button for News with Caleb?
Oh, no. We got a button.
Too many buttons.
All right. Up first, we're going with the American All-Star. So this is out of J.C. Newman. They actually bought a piece of Staples Center basketball court from 2023. And they came to make these humidors. And now they're coming out with this really sweet humidor box. And the box is made, repurposed from like actual places of the court. A lot of it around the three-point line. Each humidor tells where the pieces of the court are from. But you have the specific size, the All-American size, which is the specialty. It's in the picture right there. This is a 6.5 by 50. They made 40 humidors of 30 cigars, so only 1,200 cigars. But the price on this is, what are we going with? $100 per cigar. So if you buy the humidor of 30, you're looking at $3,000 for this right here. The country of origin, as the name implies, the All-American All-Star. It's all from USA. The factory is El Relojo. If I'm saying it wrong, my bad. R-E-L-O-J. The wrapper is USA from Florida. The binder is Connecticut Broadleaf, and the filler is Connecticut and Pennsylvania. 6.5 by 50, as I said, Toro Extra. And it did come out in November of 2023, but the news just hit. I just saw it in Half Wheel now, so I'm like,
so
it's pretty crazy.
Reclaimed? Like, what do you mean reclaimed? I misheard.
So that they reclaimed. So they bought pieces of the Staples Center basketball court.
So what happened? They displayed these at PCA the year before. We saw these.
Oh, you guys did see
these. We saw these not last this year, but the year before, and they actually are pretty cool.
I was gonna say they look dope. The sky looks awesome. One of the final notes, which is pretty impressive about this, that the 2011 NBA All-Star game was Kobe's final game of his 4 All-Star Game MVP awards. So pretty important there. I thought it was a very cool story. The cigar looks pretty cool as well. So, yeah. You know, you guys see that? Go buy it. Expensive cigar, man. Up next, we have Black Star Line Cigars, new Vitolas for Lalabella and Dark War, which is heading to stores. So they're going to have 2 new Vitolas. You're going to have the Lalabella line. You're going to have a Mexican San Andreas wrapper over a Nicaraguan binder and filler. It is a 7.5 by 40 Lancero, priced at $14 a stick. And then there is going to be a 5 by 50 Robusto, priced at $12. Both are limited editions as well. 3,000 Lanceros are being released, and they're going to split between 75 boxes of 20 cigars and 75 bundles of 20 cigars as well. And the Robusto is even more limited, with just 2,000 cigars being produced, split between 50 boxes of 20 cigars and 50 bundles of 20 cigars as well. It's also going to be available in a 6x60 Gordo and a 6x52 Toro as well. And then the Dark War Witch is adding a 4.75x60 Perfecto Vitola. It's going to be a limited edition as well. It's going to be 200 boxes of 10 cigars for 2,000 cigars at $10.40 a stick. So 104 a box. And they're going to keep it with a Nicaraguan Puro with a Corojo 99 wrapper as well. These cigars are being made out of the Agronorsa factory in Esteli, Nicaragua as well. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, this is Eric Bay's company that we're working on trying to have Eric on the show, because talking to him was actually a highlight of PCA's interview with Caleb.
Super cool guy, man. I like his background story, too, yeah. Where like he really wanted to do work with James Brown, and he was kind of like, yeah, man, I'm not really interested. And then
just did it, so just well. Turned,
with, did so well with like advertising his line.
And he earned
was like, you know James what?
Respect, basically. But, for you know, I like the guy, retired Chicago firefighter. Definitely someone we're working on having on. And, I mean, it seems like the episode sells itself when he's got new Vitolas coming out.
Real quick, Gio, throw like a 20-minute warning. And that's really all I have to say. If you can, please.
I just hope Eric's dad is doing well, too. You know.
Oh, Cliff?
Cliff. I hope Big Cliff's doing Big all right, Cliff. Too. Yeah, I hope he's doing all right.
That guy hated your guts and was like, get that motherfucker away from my booth.
Nah, we were just all good fun. Up next, we have Stranahan's Diamond Peak Caribbean Cask Rum American Single Malt is going to be available starting April 15th. You're going to have a 90% alcohol going for about $85. Colorado-based up in the mountains over there. You're going to have locally sourced grains and new oat cast. Common, for, you know, it's common for Stranahan's. What are we going to be doing here? It's going to be composed of 6 to 9 year old single malts, all combined and blended together, copper pot distilled with local grains. And then it is going to be finished in a mix of rum cast from all across the Caribbean. You're going to have rum cast from the Barbados, Martinique, the Dominican Republic. And each finish is going to range between 6 and 18 months. Obviously, it's going to be a 90% alcohol with it's cut with Rocky Mountain spring water. So it's going to be on the sweeter side. You're going to have ages blended from 6 to 9 years, Caribbean cast. So get ready for this. It's most of the bottles, the first drop is going to come from their Whiskey Lodge in Aspen. So be on the lookout for that hitting stores soon.
I can put you in a mansion.
Somewhere out in Aspen.
I thought it was Wisconsin, but oh, yeah, I like honestly, it in Aspen.
My bad. I missed.
Pause.
That was good. That was good.
Sorry, Father. I didn't mean to come at you like that.
Rumcast, Gio. Be on the lookout for that. Should be interesting. You're a Rumcast kind of guy. Another Colorado whiskey as well. So, Stranahan's. It's out there. It's actually pretty good.
Sounds good to me. That being said, that's going to conclude the news with Caleb. Caleb. It's that time, buddy.
Can I go second or third? I got to just do a little bit of addition, unless you guys aren't ready, but I'm pulling out the calculator right now.
Gio, are you ready?
I am not ready.
I am ready.
I got long-winded today.
It's okay, Father. We will forgive you for your sins. That being said, the Fratello 18th Amendment, the controversial, annoying cigar that it's been. Yeah, man. I'm going to get right into this review. Appearance, I gave it an 8.5. I don't know if it's stolen or not. I don't know. Gio, what do you think, man?
This crazy weed container thing?
Yeah. I don't like the appearance. It's a... If you are a Fratello smoker, you know kind of how the bands look. It just says 18 Amendment. It just doesn't say Fratello on it. That's fine. No big deal. Here's where it took a different turn for me. The burn, I gave it a 9. This thing burns great. Again, I didn't want to like it, but I did. Construction, I gave it a 9. It did break up a little bit, but it fixed itself. God damn it, why did it do it? The draw, 9. I mean, this thing, dude, it hits just how you want it. The draw is really good on it. The enjoyment, I also gave it a 9. I really like this cigar a lot, bringing me to a 44.5, 89 overall. I gotta say, I didn't really want to like the cigar. Just, I had a bad experience trying to get it. I don't know. It's just the whole goddamn cigar. And then it wasn't even just the one experience, you know. Then it became like, is this cigar really like this controversial thing? It was like bad experience just asking for it and asking about, like, you know, inquiring about getting the cigar. And then, obviously, our boys at RomaCraft had some issues with it. There's some potential copyright shit that happened. You know, is it stolen? Is it not? Like, is the idea the same exact thing as the Volstead? Is it the same thing as Intemperance? Like, whatever. It is what it is. I will say, the cigar itself is very good. The controversy that comes with it, in my opinion, is not. It was a little annoying, the conversations we had with certain people in the company. Obviously, if you listen to the episode, you know who we're talking about. I don't have to keep saying it, but it is a good cigar. I really like the cigar. They're not going to like that I say this, but it is very mild. And I truly believe this. If you were to give this to somebody that doesn't smoke, they would probably enjoy it. Right? And at a $10 price point, dude, that's like perfect. That's a great introductory like price point. Like you just don't have to, you don't have to get crazy with it. No, I don't know. I just, there's a lot of controversy with it, but whatever. It is what it is. If you have it available at your retailers, definitely try it. It is a really good cigar. You're not going to be disappointed by the cigar itself. You probably won't have to deal with the background fucking noise that comes with it as well. You just buy it, you smoke it, enjoy it, and you don't have to worry about the background noise. That's all I'm going to say on the cigar.
And 89, you said?
89.
All right. I'm ready to go. Appearance, I gave it an 8. I just think more of it's due to like the basic band. I don't know how I feel about the little container in it, but I'm giving it an 8. The black, the red, the white. It's all right. Burn, I'm giving it an 8 as well. It just went out on me. I had to relight it. Uneven burn to start. It did work itself out, but then at the end went out again. So I'm giving it an 8. The saving grace right here, construction. I felt like this thing was made like a tank. I could have dropped it. I actually did drop it in the ashtray. The ash stayed. So I'm giving it a 9.5 for the construction. It's rolled very good. So everything like that, no issues there. Draw, I did a straight cut with this. I gave it a 9, like Jerry said as well. No issues as well. Enjoyment, here with the fellas, talking about some controversial things, drinking some good booze. I'm giving it 8.5. My overall score is a 43 times it by 2, 86 for me. Additional notes, very mild cigar, easy to smoke. I got some mocha creamy cigar. And I agree with Jerry. This is a cigar for anyone, regardless of experience.
When did Caleb become the snobby bitch?
You said this last time, too. And it's so funny because you're like, Caleb's becoming a snob. He keeps giving shitty reviews and blah, 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 blah. Caleb's like, no, I'm not.
Well,
I got long-winded. My review's not done. The cigar went out twice. Well, I wonder why.
Well, I also have had some cracked cigars. One cigar cracked on me twice. Another cigar cracked on me once. One right at
this didn't crack on you, right?
No cracks.
But it went out.
It went out.
So he didn't give it enough attention. I feel like that's on you.
Yeah, but I'm taking
I feel like that's on you. But, and I don't want to like it. But this is not a bad cigar. This is good.
No, 86.
It's a good cigar.
It's above, anything above an 85 is a good cigar. I like the flavor on it. It's easy to smoke. I think anyone could take this. Good breakfast cigar, I would say. Like I just said, it went out. I had to relight. And usually I never relight. It never goes out on me, so.
All right.
Maybe did get a little long-winded, but like my other bad reviews were due to issues and cracks, which really ruined the experience, especially when it's at the foot. No, when it's at the mouth of the cigar and like, you know, you're getting like the binder filler in your mouth. It's not good. Gio.
Okay. I'll get into my review. A couple things I'm going to touch on before I get into the scores itself. So I've been trying to think a lot about this concept and what they were going with, and certain things I do think they missed the mark with this whole 8 to 10 year experience thing that have been told to us a few times, because for all intents and purposes, I think everything they've done with the cigar has made it geared towards like newer smokers. Lower price point for entry level people, someone to try things new. You know, not heavy at all. I would say it's, like you said, very, very mild. The only thing I could think that they're marketing it this way is because they were such limited quantities that they can't market this as for an everyday smoke. So that is, I guess, the little, you know, trick. Oh, yeah, this is for people who are experienced because we don't have a lot of it to sell to people that might want it all the time. So maybe that played into it, and, you know, it's just kind of making a bad thing into a good thing, quote unquote.
Isn't the name of the game just getting rid of all the products when you make a project, though?
Right. So, but if people want this all the time, then, and you can't make it all the time,
yeah,
then I get it. But it's also undisclosed, so you could just tell people this is the new 18th Amendment. So, I don't know. Maybe that's why they kept their options open there. So, I'll get into my numbers now. Appearance, 8.5. I mean, I gotta say, this is a first. I've never saw this. This is up there with the pretzel jug.
I was gonna say it's better than the pretzel jug. I'll give them that.
Yeah. Like, again, it's like a cologne or fucking, like I said, I swear, like, I think my brother hides his weed in something like that.
The weed jar.
Yeah. Burn, I gave it a 9. Pretty decent burn overall. You know, random touch up here or there, just because I was talking. I'm not going to shit on it because, again, I think I've smoked way less than you guys. Construction, 9. This thing is no issues whatsoever. I'm not wearing any ash. I think I had to, like, double tap sometimes to get the ash off. So, very well-rolled cigar. Whatever factory did it, did a good job. I wish I could give them their flowers, but it's undisclosed. Draw, I went with the punch. No issues. Great smoke output. Let the cigar burn, and we got to try it after they sat from shipping for a little bit since we waited. Enjoyment. I actually enjoyed the conversation about the controversy regarding it and our little Father Caleb. Oops, so I gave that a 9 as well. That brought my overall to a 44.5, giving me an 89.
Perfect. How'd we do, Caleb?
All right, let me just tally everything up here. And I don't mean to be the spoiler of bad news with my reviews. My bad. Oh, overall score from the three of us, 88.
Oh. Huh.
That's a good rating. Oh, there those air horns are. There they are.
I like the cigar. So,
good flavor.
I like the cigar.
Honestly,
all right, flavor. Would you buy a canister?
Yeah. Yeah, $10, $130.
$10
12, a cigar?
It's 12, so 120.
Yeah, with the tax.
I would.
The taxes, you know.
I would.
First yeah. off, only suckers pay taxes in New York for tobacco.
just saying. Just putting it out there.
That being said, we got through the cigar. We got through all the questions. We got through the controversy. We got through Patrol Gone Wild. We got through the news with Caleb. Caleb, what do you have for closing notes on this episode, brother?
All right, guys, just make sure you stay following the YouTube. Most importantly, get those subscribers up. Thanks for being with us, Grower Gang. We're getting close to our goal. Keep it up. You know what? I want to see more comments. And the funnier they are, the better. So throw in some funny comments. Thank you, guys. Followers of the Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everything we're on, Patreon. Thank you, guys. We appreciate that. Just tune in. We got them.
Getting ready to do our giveaway. So some people joined late. Smart on them. Mm-hmm. Smart on them getting in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, you're going to want to subscribe to our Patreon, Down to Herf podcast, /Patreon, whatever it is. It's on Patreon. Just search it up. You'll find us. We do biannual giveaways, and they're big. So make sure you join the Patreon for the After Herf funny show. We do more cigar reviews, and it's funny. We get a little more loose with it.
I do want to throw it out there. We had some leftover stuff from couple of our sponsors. I would like to say that we're gonna do a little cigar giveaway. We're gonna announce it right now. We're gonna do it next week, so it's gonna be a main show. So all you guys that are listening to the show right now, we're gonna do a giveaway next week.
You know how we do it. The post will probably be up whenever this airs.
Yep. No, the post. Yeah, it'll be up. We'll yeah, it'll be up soon.
Well, we'll put it up Wednesday when this goes live and then give people a week from then.
And you know how it is. You follow the YouTube, you subscribe to the YouTube, you subscribe to the you subscribe to everything, and you know, you follow us on Instagram. Super easy. Just a couple subscriptions helps us, helps you guys get entered in to win. I have an idea what it's gonna be. It's gonna be a heavy cigar thing. There might be a cutter and a lighter in there too. We'll figure it out. But yeah, I definitely want to make sure that we're taking care of the people that listen to the main show as well. So, you're welcome. You're welcome. Caleb?
Make sure you listen to us on Podbean also, audio only. The number one. I always mess this up. Jerry, why don't you take it away from me?
Listen to Caleb do this. It's so funny. If you're listening to us audio only, yeah, make sure you're checking us up. Make sure you're checking us out on a Cigar Hustler, a Hustler Podcast Network, the number one cigar network on Podbean. We love you guys. We love the subscriptions. We love that you guys listen to us banter about bullshit.
I love that Caleb's brain turns off every time he tries to talk about Podbean.
Only about like any ad read. It just turns off. He is completely fine. He'll read an entire article.
The hamster falls off the wheel.
Only about the bean, you know? I think too much about the bean. Like, whether it's a man-sized bean or a bean-sized man.
But that being said, guys, We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you guys. Let us know what you guys think of this whole situation. Is it kind of fucking weird? Did you get a hold of the 18th Amendment? Do you have 8 to 10 years experience in the industry? If you don't, you better not dare try this cigar. Yeah. That being said,
watch out for Father Caleb. He might be an Uncle Touchy.
We'll see you guys next Wednesday. The Down to Herf podcast, its owners and sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show hosts or their guests. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It's not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Jerry Lewandowski, with any feedback or suggestions you have for their show. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hopes that they will be entertaining to the audience.